It's the almost forgotten America's first black American congressman, the Reconstruction period, and the dawn of the black political age by the Honorable Darryl J. Brackeen Jr. Let's get into it. I say to you, this discrimination must cease. We are determined to fight this question. We believe the Constitution gives us this right. And now we say to you that if you will not obey the Constitution, then the power is given by that Constitution for the enactment of such a law as it will have a tendency to enforce the provisions thereof. Joseph Hayne Rainey. Joseph Rainey was born on June 21st, 1832, in Georgetown, South Carolina. Due to enslavement of Rainey's family, more documentation concerning the details of his early life is still very much needed. But what we do have is that his father, Edward Rainey, was a barber who earned money, but gave the portion of those funds to his owner. In the early 1840s, Rainey's father was able to get his family's freedom. Despite gaining that freedom, the state's laws banned African Americans from attending school, and as a result, Joseph never received an education in his early childhood. Therefore, he worked alongside his father as a barber in Charleston. When he gained enough money, he went to Philadelphia, where he was able to legally marry Susan Cooper in 1859. Once they were married, they returned back to Charleston and had three children. So when the Civil War started, despite Rainey's status as a free man, the Confederate Army forced him to help build fortifications for Charleston. Additionally, he worked on Confederate ships, which carried goods that were needed to get to the Confederate. Miraculously, the Rainey family escaped to the island of Bermuda. The island was supplying Confederates with the supplies that was needed, but Joseph was able to set up a barbershop and become a successful business owner. And his wife would open up a dress shop. While they found their success in 1865, the family moved to the town of Hamilton, Bermuda, because the yellow fever began to run rampant on the island. And it also impacted St. George, where they initially set up their shop. As a result, Rainey ends up working at the Hamilton Hotel as a barber and a bartender. His reputation began to build, and so many community members respected him. They ended up living a great life in Bermuda, but stayed up to date concerning what was happening in their home state. The Rainey family decided to return to their home in Charleston after the Civil War. Rainey returned to the town with the wealth and enhanced their skills and immediately became involved in politics. He co-founded the state's Republican Party and was appointed to the state party's executive committee. When the state's constitutional convention convened in 1868, he was nominated to run for the state senate, where he became the finance committee chairman. During that swift time in 1870, the congressman resigned, accused of bribing people for appointments into patronage. Therefore, after the removal, the Republican Party nominated Joseph Rainey for the remainder of that term. And then he ran for the following full term, carrying 63% of that vote in that district. Rainey ultimately serves as the first African American to serve in the House of Representatives and the first to preside in the House. he eventually became the longest-serving black congressman during the Reconstruction era. Rainey's work included introducing the passage of the civil rights legislation, bills to support public education, and ensuring equal protection under the law. He served on various committees throughout his time, but nevertheless, his primary mission was to ensure the rights of African Americans were always put on the forefront of the agenda. In 1872, Rainey was able to strengthen the Civil Rights Bill and add more dollars to support the enforcement of the laws. There was a call for legislation for the integration of schools. The Civil Rights Bill eventually passed, and his education prevention was never included because the Supreme Court deemed that part of the law unconstitutional in the Dred Scott decision. Additionally, he supported the legislation to provide Native American tribes sovereignty and acknowledge the treaties on the books. One of Rainey's major concerns was that the failure of the Freedmen's Bank, which sought to investigate why the bank failed in the first place. And he supported that they follow up in a detailed investigation that unfortunately was unsuccessful. In 1876 election cycle, Rainey found himself at a political war with the Southern Democrats who were inflicting violence in the South against Republican voters. Therefore, Rainey's extremely high voter support began to dissipate, and Rainey called for the federal government's intervention to halt the violence. As a result, Rainey's re-election bid became a target of violence. As he traveled throughout the state, he was escorted by federal troops. While Rainey defeated his Democratic opponent in 1876, it became very clear that the future was grim. In 1878, the same opponent that ran against him in 76 began to protest his election to the seat and created an intimidation of violence throughout the South. Therefore, Democrats suppressed the votes with the support of vigilantes, and the Democrat defeated Rainey as a result. When Rainey left Congress, the Republicans nominated him as the House of Representatives clerk. Unfortunately, he was not able to serve in that role because there was a Democratic majority that overtook the Congress. However, the Republicans still had the authority over the executive branch, where he was appointed to the United States Treasury in South Carolina. He went on to be a very successful businessman and retired in Georgetown, South Carolina, where it all began. This has been another reading of The Almost Forgotten, America's First Black American Congressman, The Reconstruction Era, and The Dawn of the Black Political Age by the Honorable Daryl J. Brackeen Jr. You can find this book at Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble online, where all books are sold. Thank you.